Hi everyone, and welcome back to Internet Anonymous. It has been a minute since I recorded, and that's fine. You know, sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you need to, you know, recenter your chakras and just let everything flow the way it needs to. But I'm here and I'm back, and boy, do I have some updates for you. All right, so my most recent episode is obviously just a quick 5-minute episode letting you know that I wasn't going to be back. But it's Thanksgiving today, and I wanted to give you guys a little bit of some ear knowledge via the Thanksgiving stuff. I'm kind of feeling a little weird today. I'm not with my full family today. If you guys don't know, I have a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff. And normally on Thanksgiving or any holiday, really, we all get together and it's like this big thing, right? Well, we couldn't do that this year because obviously COVID, but there's people in our family that have gotten COVID within the last couple weeks. And to play it safe, we all stayed in our separate corners. With that being said, I feel weird about Thanksgiving. Like, I feel oddly less stressed, but I also feel like something is missing. It just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. And I know there's a lot of, like, really crappy stuff around Thanksgiving. It's really hard for a lot of people, whether it be from loss or, you know, thinking about the history of Thanksgiving, whatever it may be from, you know, Thanksgiving is not an easy holiday for a lot of people. And, you know, it's a hard time in general. So I just wanted to pop in and talk about a few things. The very first thing I want to talk about is what I'm thankful for. And this year has been a lot. Most of you know, if you've followed me on social media this year at all, you know that I am currently on my 4th job this year. And 4th time's a charm, ladies and gents and non-binaries. 4th time is a charm. I am very thankful for having gotten the job at Planet Fitness. Since starting working there, not only have I met the most amazing people to work with, but I've also met the most amazing clientele to even interact with at all. And that is huge. It's really nice being there because everybody kind of has like the same kind of view on, same kind of view on fitness, and that, you know, everybody's journey starts at different points. And, you know, whether you're starting at, you know, the top of the top, or you're starting where I'm at, where I'm a much larger woman, you know, it matters. And just to see, like, any kind of recognition for it, like, hey, I see what you're doing a really good job. And, you know, that's something we try to uphold to our members as well as to each other as well. And it's really nice having that good community and that good, just in general, it's just very nice. Another thing that I am thankful for is that I am thankful for, my parents. A lot of you guys know that I had to move back in with my parents this year after moving out. And anybody else's parents probably would have been like, no, you figure it out. You know, you don't have enough money, you don't have a job, whatever, I don't care, figure it out. My parents were kind enough to let me move back in. And they didn't have to do that, but they did. And I am very grateful for that. And I know, you know, I got lucky with that. And if you are struggling, if you are going through a hard time, trust me, it gets better. I know it's, like, kind of weird hearing that from somebody you don't know, but it gets better. A few more things. I am thankful for antidepressants. Let me say it again so your ears tingle a little bit. Antidepressants. Oh, I'm thankful for the antidepressants. Let me tell you why. So in 2018 or 20, no, it was 2018. In the 2018, I started to have severe mood swings and breakdowns and such. And we're coming up here on the 2-year anniversary of me being on antidepressants. And let me tell you something. I'm going to get all sentimental. The first time I realized that I had a problem, like a severe like depression, anxiety, anger problem, was because I told my mom I hate you. And I've never said that to my mom ever. Never once have I ever said I hate you to my mother, except for that day. And the next day I went to my doctor and I was like, I need help. I was like, there's something actually wrong with me. And she prescribed me antidepressants and I forgot what the name brand of it, but the generic brand is citalopram. And I could not be happier. It has given me a different outlook on life. I was on Wellbutrin for my ADD for a while, but I noticed that that made my moods and my emotions just off the rocker, stupid, annoying. So I stopped taking that. And then I just wasn't on anything for a while. And then that happened. And this is going to be a short episode. Okay, I'll be right down. This has got to be a short episode because I'm getting cold for dinner. Maybe I'll start again later. I'll do another one. But I just wanted to check in and let you guys know that there are things to be thankful for in this year of chaos. And I posted this on TikTok, but I'll post it again here. Let's make December the best month of 2020 ever. It sounded better on TikTok. Go follow me on TikTok, MeganEmily24. Yeah, that's about it for right now. I will check back in later. If I don't, I'll see you all on December 1st for our December Daily Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time. Bye.